to Center on Society and Health, Virginia Commonwealth University.
Yes, very good. Thank you. Thanks for coming. So, I don't have a lot of time, so I thought I'd tweet my slide and just walk off for you. So, I'm not actually going to tweet this because my children won't let me use Twitter because they said grown-ups ruin Facebook. So, but I'll just 140 characters. My first actual tweet. So here's a beautiful nighttime picture of downtown Richmond, Virginia, and here's a not-so-flattering view of the city showing a 20-year gap in life expectancy at birth just 5 miles apart. So to put that life expectancy number in perspective, the 63-year life expectancy in Gilpin Court places it right between Afghanistan and Ethiopia internationally. This is an example of the policy and media-friendly maps type of product that we produce at my center, which serves the purpose of starting a conversation about neighborhoods and social determinants of health. Now, this life expectancy gap is not so surprising when you look at the socioeconomic differences in the areas with the highest and lowest values. The Gilpin Court neighborhood consists nearly entirely of public housing developments with a median household income of $10,000, 73% in poverty, 92% female head of household, and 90% African American. Westover Hills is a typical upper middle class suburb that has an income of $77,000 and 1% in poverty and 88% white. Now, Gilpin Court is one of 6 major housing developments in Richmond City, and all are in areas with over 50% living in poverty. In fact, 58% of all Richmond residents living in poverty live in just 3% of the land area in the city. And this concentrated and segregated poverty is not random. It was created over 6 decades from government policies that institutionalized racism in housing. This redlining map from Richmond, Virginia in 1937 shows the model of how banks during the post-depression housing boom would give loans based on the rated risk of neighborhoods without any regard to individual creditworthiness. So urban areas with minority presence were always denied loans. Covenants were enforced and recommended to keep whites from selling to non-whites when they moved out of these homes. And the impact of these laws is still felt over 65 years later. So in 2011 in Richmond, all 3,861 public housing units, every single one of them, were in the bottom 2 areas on that redlining map, the red or yellow areas on here. Not one area was in those in the green or blue that were supported by these loan programs. And then this more detailed map of our life expectancy on the right shows a striking correlation between a 1937 redline map about housing policy and our life expectancy today. So these maps that we've produced at the center, I just wanted to kind of, we had a session with Carolyn Sample about infographics and how much detail should be in infographics versus EPI reports. And these maps that we've done for 20 cities across the United States funded by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation have generated lots of buzz. And by having a compelling design and simple design, I was able to conduct 9 interviews, 2 TV, New York Times, NPR, newspapers all around Virginia just for this one city since the map was released. And it's an ongoing thing over the years. When public health issues come up, they come, they display our map, they call me back and ask about it. So it's been a great job enabling me to have more detailed conversations. So we have this really simple map that gets people's attention, but then I can have those detailed conversations that I otherwise wouldn't have had about racism and segregation, the built environment, food access, education, et cetera, and all of the things that Amanda just talked about, the county health rankings. So that's I'll give a shout out to that website. It's a great place at the county level where you can start seeing some of these differences. And I'm going to stop quickly. Because I didn't think anyone would be planning to race it through.
1 minute and 8 seconds left.
All right.
Well, I'll ask one question then in that minute. And thank you for doing this work. It's incredible. You know, I feel like in the political campaign environment we're in, we do hear people increasingly say, you know, your zip code shouldn't determine your life expectancy, or some phrases like that. That I assume is coming right from this work. I don't know if other people have noticed it, or if you've had feedback in the sort of political sphere right now, or.
Yeah, well, like I said, in each of these cities, we've had a tremendous amount of media attention, and it's not only the Robert Johnson is promoting a cultural health initiative, and that's the main tagline, that everyone has an equal chance of a healthy life, regardless of whether you live, work, and play. So there's a lot of messaging coming out across the projects.
Thanks. Really sobering, powerful stuff.